Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Comedy Concepts with your host, Nancy Lombardo.
Ba-da-da-da-da. Hey, that's me announcing myself. Time for Comedy Concepts. Funny Friday. Self-help. Completely challenged. Yeah, today we're going to have some fun with our friend Carosa. Play some of his fun songs from his CD, Zesty. Contact him on Facebook to purchase a copy. You can get my CD, Color Me Crazy, at CD Baby. Buy it all at once. Buy the songs one at a time. Just buy the songs. We've got a great little Polish restaurant here in the East Village called El Seca. I hope I'm saying it right. But this next song was inspired by one afternoon of eating there with Tom Carosa and a friend. And he wrote this little ditty, which we love.
After mass, just last Sunday, my sweetie pie and I went out to eat. We each ordered a pierogi, four potato, two cheese, and two meat. Hers was gone within an instant. I had eaten six and still had two. Her eyes were full of love and hunger. My ten pierogi girl, she's twice the girl that she once was. I had two surviving pierogies on my dish, wearing cute little onions like a vest. It looked better than I could ever wish, and could lead to cardiac arrest. My mouth was drooling and my taste buds were bursting from the smell of pork. But my baby yearned for my two pierogies, so I pushed them on her plate with my fork. She's my ten pierogi girl, my ten pierogi girl, my Polish ray of hope, a living dream. Yes, my ten pierogi girl, my ten pierogi girl, she goes good with a spoon of sour cream. She smiled when she finished, what a date. Lots of love went into that meal. Our hearts and our stomachs did inflate, and the gravy on my shirt did congeal. Don't be stingy when it comes to your loved ones. Give them everything you've got without fear. Laugh and give thanks that you found her while you watch your pierogies disappear. She's my ten pierogi girl, my ten pierogi girl. She eats them fast and doesn't ever gag. Yes, my ten pierogi girl, my ten pierogi girl. I'll never need a doggy bag. I'll never need a doggy bag.
Whoa, did it end? That was quick. Sorry for that. Had an interruption in my service here. Hi, Steve Mendoza in the house. Steve Mendoza show today at 2 p.m., I believe, on Blog Talk Radio. First one on gets the first plug. Oh, how about more? Here's one we haven't played in a while, Carosa style.
Ow! Yeah. You guys? It's not funny anymore. Come on! Are you in here? Anyone in here? Hello?
Ouch.
We found a love like nothing I've ever known. You held me tight, blade to the bone. I swore I'd give my life for you. What a thing to hold.
Rosa. Steve Mendoza, I'm looking at your show. I'm trying to wait for this ad to, I think, so I can have a remind. Usually if you tell people to click the remind button, and also I don't see where it says follow. Where's your follow button up there, Steve? There's no follow and there's no remind on there. So how do I, don't know, Steve, how to check that out. But I would like to follow your show, so just I guess send a reminder. Put it in Comedy Concepts today if you want to advertise it. You're on at 2 p.m. on Blog Talk Radio. Radio Bloggity Jabber, is that you, the Steve Mendoza Show? You got to Google that. Or is it called the Steve Mendoza Show? Which is it, Steve? I'm so confused. Anyway, the Steve Mendoza Show, huh? Okay, I'll post the site so I can go to it. All right, guest 1244 has logged in, whoever you are. Nice to have you here. Let's play some more Tom Carozza, because he's my buddy, and I have yet to take him out for his birthday. Okay, I'm going to play my favorite one of his. I think you've heard it before, but that's okay. Steve, no, don't post my show. post your show.
You've got the eyes of a princess, the hands of a clock. Your hair is flaxen and red. You've got the legs of a table and the arms of a jock. But I can't change the shape of your head. Our dinner's alone, I'm romantic and tender. But when it's all done and said, I close the door, I I go out on a bender, 'cause I can't change the shape of your head. Don't know what's your point, man, when you said all your dreams came true. But there's a fly in the ointment, 'cause this is something that I just can't do.
We haven't played before. We're featuring Tom Carosa today. He's our featured musical artist. I wonder if he knows that. Okay, more Tom Carosa. Here we go.
La da 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 da, shoot boop be yada yada, da 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 da.
Yeah.
Let's do something wrong. Something there is no name for. Something we'll die of shame for tonight. We'll have a glorious evening if you will do with me something we all agree is really, truly not right. The moonlight is so strong. The stars are all on display too, and we haven't been in way too long. Something intensely offensive and just plain wrong. Let's do something wrong. Darling, the night is prime for something we could do. Doors and windows, then I will gladly do something beyond taboo with you and a couple of geese. Put on this paper form, soon as the mustard's heated, then you can do
Zesty, only available by contacting him directly on Facebook. Okay, Steve, I figured it out, Mendoza. What you have to do is, Steve, you've got to thin out all the shows you have on the thing, because when people go to find you on Facebook, everything comes up as a bunch of different shows. But if you go to Steve Mendoza, then what you want to do is... Oh, boy, Steve, now I'm going crazy because I just lost my chat room. There it is. Okay, what you want to do is put a reminder so you know when the shows are going to be on and you'll get an email. So click on Remind if you go to that link there. That will help you with the Steve Mendoza Show. Hard to find, but you've got to thin out all those other shows you have on air, too. Okay? All right, back to the chat room. Back to the chat room. Okay. Multitasking here. Hello, new guest. Yeah, but you got to thin out the other shows, Steve. I see in the chat room, by the way, anyone, if you're listening, you can join the chat room. I see a couple guests figured out how. You just have to, like, give them a name or whatever to join so they know you're not a prankster of some kind. Right? Right, Steve? Right, Steve? And if you can't do that, you can blame it on somebody, right? Good.
I was at a dance when he caught my eye, standing all alone, looking sad and shy. We began to dance, swaying to and fro, and then I knew I'd never let him go. Blame it on the bossa nova with its magic spell. Blame it on the bossa nova that he did so well. It all began with just one little dance, and then it ended up this big romance. Blame it on the bossa nova that dance of love.
Now
we
take down the
moon. Oh, the bossa nova. The bossa nova. Yeah. The bossa nova. The dance of love. Now I'm glad to say I'm his bride to be. We're gonna raise a family. And when our kids ask how it came about, I'm gonna say to them without a doubt, blame it on the bossa nova with its magic spell. Blame it on that bossa nova.
Dance of love.
What was the dance?
The bossa nova.
Chat room today. Thank you for joining us, and let's hit that Carozza trail a little bit more, because there's some songs I haven't played all of his songs, so what else have we got that he hasn't? I haven't played this one here. Let's do something.
Friends, are you a snorer at parties? Are you getting laughed at for all the wrong reasons? Well, we've got just the cure for you. Comedy Concepts on Blog Talk Radio with your host, Nancy Lombardo. Comedy Concepts will make you taller, stronger, more popular, and smell better. So don't miss Comedy Concepts with comedian Nancy Lombardo. And now, back to our show.
Thank you for that promo, Mr. Mendoza. Steve Mendoza Show today at 2 p.m. Speaking of other shows we like to follow on Blog Talk Radio, there is Betty Jo Tucker, Movie Attic Headquarters, every Tuesday at 4 p.m. For the finest in entertainment on the movie scene, it's Betty Jo Tucker, She Can't Be Beat. That's this Tuesday, February 12th. She'll be focusing on A Romance with the Movies, romantic films reviewed in It Had to Be Us, which is her award-winning romantic memoir by Harry and Elizabeth Lawrence. That's her and her husband. And filmmaker Misha Zubariv, publisher Denise Cassino, movie mom Nell Mino, and comedian Nancy Lombardo have been invited to join. Yes, I will try to be there if I'm not working on a film. I am working on SNL, so look for me in the background somewhere, people. Maybe you'll see the top of my head, okay? I can't tell you what scene I'm doing. It'll be a lot of people. Just go with that. And see if we can play Where's Nancy on SNL, if it makes it. We never know when we tape if it's going to make it till the very last minute, 11:30. They tell us what's made it into the show and what has not. So look for me maybe on SNL. Okay, Betty Jo Tucker, Movie Attic Headquarters, 4 p.m. Tuesdays, every Tuesday with Betty Jo Tucker. All right. And they're going to cover a lot of movies, and I'm not going to give it away because that gives away too much. You just have to tune in. And what you want to do is go to Betty Jo Tucker, and if you're in the chat room, press remind so you get an email reminder of when her shows are on, which I need to do again because I'm not getting her reminders anymore. Betty Jo Tucker rocks. Okay, Steve Mendoza, that was a hilarious little thing you did for me. That was good. That was good. But I have a lot of great people, like George Benger. He's another one. He's on his way to New York, I think, with his son right now. Why do I always go into a voice when I do George Benger? That's because he does so many voices. And he's got the Mom and Pop Shop Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays at 4 p.m. A terrific show. Man of a million voices. Here's a little promo he did for me, too.
Say the secret right and the deck will come down and pay you $1,000. You're listening to Nancy Lombardo on Comedy Concepts. Hey, Mo! What is it, Carly? What is it? I want to listen to Nancy Lombardo on Comedy Concepts. Ruff. You know, it's an amazing thing. This is Jackie Mason, and you're listening to Comedy Concepts with my good friend Nancy Lombardo right here on the wonderful station on Blog Talk Radio. If you knew it, if you only knew what you were hearing, you'd understand that this is the greatest program a person could ever have. Nancy Lombardo right here at Comedy Concepts.
And now a little more Tom Carosa from his CD Zesty.
I had dinner with some friends I love. I wonder who they were. These recent days are something of a blur. My recent vapid blundering has everybody wondering what's with her. I nod when folks are talking, and I'm sure they're making sense, but I'm thinking of a sweet coincidence. The traffic in Manhattan is a cavalcade of fun. Subways are miraculous and new. I'm talking in a giggle, irritating everyone, and it's October too. I drift along the avenue and bump into a cop, hiding on the corner as they do. I'm drunk and I'm disorderly and haven't had a drop, and it's October. The leaves upon the ground, hypnotized by everything in view. I'll get myself together when November rolls around, but till this dream is through, I can't get sober, and it's October.
Was Tom Carosa. Isn't he brilliant? What a talent, that Tom Carosa. All right, Steve Mendoza Show today at 2 p.m. Let's be sure to catch that. George Benger Show Monday, Wednesdays, Fridays, 4 p.m. And I wonder who's doing it today, because I think he's flying into New York. And then we have Betty Jo Tucker, Movie Attic Headquarters, every Tuesday at 4 p.m. Also, go to Betty Jo Tucker, look her up, read her blogs, follow her, stalk her. No, just kidding. But you can stalk Steve Mendoza. He likes that. Anyway, it's a fun day. We don't care if it's a blizzard. We don't care. Come on.
Since the day I named you, I'd come when you called. But that I had seen you, thought I knew my job. By parking at strangers near the door.
When I was a little girl, my Spanish grandmother would take me to see these Spanish horror films, made even more horrific by the fact I didn't speak Spanish. But I always knew who the villain in the film was. Oh, yeah. She was that skinny little woman, all dressed in black, her hair always in a bun. In her hand, she'd be holding a mysterious box and be standing at the top of a tall, winding staircase. At the bottom of the staircase would always be some beautiful young woman who'd say something like,
"Hola, ¿dónde está mi esposo?"
And the woman at the top of the staircase would say, "Tu esposo está aquí." She'd open the box. Inside of it, a man's head. "Ayúdame, ayúdame." The head would fall out of the box, bounce down the stairs, boom, 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 boom. Land at the woman's feet, she'd go, "Ah!" The woman at the top of the stairs would go, "Ha, ha, 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 ha." And that was every film I saw over and over again as a child.
That wasn't the one I meant to play. This was the one I meant to play, Mendoza.
Welcome. welcome to another episode of La Mala Pepita. When last we left little Pepita, she was bonding with the feeble-minded woman who had adopted her, no questions asked.
Good morning, Pepita. My, what a lovely swimming medal. Wherever did you get it? You can't swim.
Oh, I traded it for a tap shoe.
Oh, how nice. Do you smell something burning in the incinerator?
It is the remains of the janitor.
Oh, how nice. Pepita, have you ever noticed that a lot of bad things happen to good people when you're around?
Oh, never you mind, Mamita. By the way, have I said today you're the sweetest, prettiest, most gullible Mamita ever? Oh, have some almond-scented tea.
Oh, how nice.
The next day, we find the newly orphaned Pepita helping a blind woman to cross the street.
Don't worry, little old blind lady. As long as you have little Pepita by your side, you'll never need a seeing eye dog.
Oh, thank you, my child. I've always depended on the kindness and generosity of strangers.
When next we see Pepita, she is at the home of her physically challenged friend, Esmeralda.
Just think, Esmeralda, how happy everyone will be when you rise and walk from your wheelchair for the first time. Come on, you can do it. Try again.
You know, I don't have a spine. It's really going to hurt. Please don't make me do this. Please.
Don't worry, Esmeralda. We'll just keep on trying, no matter how much it hurts you.
Ouch.
The important thing is that we never give up. Now try again. Close, but no papaya. You must try harder. Let's do it again. You're not trying.
The next day, with Esmeralda in intensive care, Pepita decides it would be fun to have a pen pal.
Dear Mr. Charlie Manson, this is the first time I've written to a real celebrity, but something in your eyes compels me to do it. I think we will become great friends. P.S. Could you think of a cute nickname for me, like Squeaky Mean or Angel of Death? Love, your pen pal, Pepita.
Tune in tomorrow when Pepita experiments with common household poison.
This time it will take more than a kiss to wake Snow White up. Here, kitty, kitty, kitty.
Wow, I have such a dark side. I realize a lot of my comedy is very dark. I guess that's why I like Mr. Carrozza, our featured musical artist of the day, Tom Carrozza. Also, you can catch Tom Carrozza at Sunday Night Improv. You can Facebook friend them for their schedule. Sunday Night Improv, every Sunday, a fun show. It's a jam of some of the best improvisers in New York City, run by Tom Soder. That's Sunday Improv. Go to Facebook and Facebook friend them. Also follow Steve Mendoza at 2 p.m. Today's his show on Blog Talk Radio. Go follow him and ask to be reminded in your email. Did you press that? If you're reminded, I just went to it, Steve, and I reminded it myself to listen for you today at 2. See how that is? See how that works out? Anyway, we have some fun. Oh, here's a fun little song that Mike Blager wrote.
This song goes out to an ex of mine. Can't accept that it's over. Just keeps on coming around. Pluto, you know who you are. Or at least you used to. I tell you, first time that we met, it was pretty goddamn hot. Our veins were intercoursing, rivers molten, flowing, love and rock. But in the years, we both cooled and drifted, slowing to a stop. Yeah, you may want to wander hot, but you're as cold as Dr. Spock. And sure, you track like you're a star, and I don't mean to sound pedantic, but we both know all you are is just a dorky, dorky planet. Not a Mighty Morphin czar, not a cause for any panic. I prefer you from afar, more of an iceberg than Titanic. You never quite brought that big bang like you glowed as a star. It's not the motion of the ocean, it's the lack of any spark, the slack or black hole of emotion. But without the pulling part, although you suck, so read my lips, total eclipse of heart and heart. And you insist like all you Pluto, but you're more Minnie and Goofy. You're so boring, I think I would slip the Mickey or a Ruby. And your core's not worth exploring, so in tight as Lucy Goosey, it's a pity you're a kitty itty bitty baby Ruthie. You know how much that costs, right? Come on, baby, long distance. Haven't you ever heard of Skype? Talk to my friends. I take that back. You ain't no Captain Planet. You don't have the heart. You barely Captain Crunch. Let's start. You can call me a hater, but I ain't gonna change it. I know it's time to save the strange. The more you try, the more it's plain. You're flipping, you're specked, you're fly, you're insane. I know it hurts to hear, and it's just gonna make you madder. But in terms of solar system, size really does matter. I know it's a tall order, but I wish you were fatter. A gravity disorder or some meteor splatter. You're a crater-facing baller. You're a fun-erasing hater. Every time you swing around, you're like a major space invader. And I never liked Atari, and I barely like you hardly. If you worked at my McDonald's, I would send your ass to Hardy. And the planets are aligned. But you're not counted in the docket. Is that you or just a lonely little shiny blinking rocket? See, whining and pining, you waste my time and space. So would you knock it off and see that I'm just fine without your tiny spaceless sprocket? So let's just let it be, pushing past the pain. No point in waxing so poetic. Let's just focus on Wayne. You know, your focus I won't change, just your classified name. You can always stop by, but it won't be the same. It's funny how these things worked out. The Romans thought you were the god of the dead. Now you're dead to me. Whee! Now Saturn. That's a lady who deserves a ring. Oh, hey, Uranus called. Nah, I'm just messing with you. Nobody likes you. But you said you wanted space. So? Enjoy it. You can talk to your friends, talk to my friends, talk to me, but don't please. Whee! See, I'm having fun without you. Getting back together. Bye.
Wow, time goes fast today, doesn't it? Yeehaw! We're down to our last 2 minutes. Guest 1244 is stuck in. I don't know who guest 124 is. 1244 is, but thank you. And everybody who's logged in and logged out, thank you, because it still counts as points towards my show. Well, Steve Mendoza, today at 2 p.m., let's see if you actually make it there to your own show. I'm sure you will. I'm sure you will. Anyway, we got to go out now on something. I got 2 minutes to think of something brilliant to go out on. Let's see what I can find. 2 minutes, Nancy, 2 minutes. Oh, my gosh. Here we go. Let's go out on a tribute before Django. There was Nancy Lombardo in this sketch.
Oh,
thank you for listening. This has been Comedy Concepts with your host, Nancy Lombardo. Steve Mendoza, today at 2 p.m. Every Tuesday at 4 p.m., it's Movie Attic Headquarters. Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays at 4 p.m., go to Facebook, The Mom and Pop Shop. Follow them there, and they'll let you know when they're going to be on. And thank you all for joining me today.
Yeah! That's all, folks.
Bye. Thanks, Steve, for staying in the room.